zinger down. Do you want to start, or should we ask you what happened?
Well, I mean, you can. What happened? I mean, you can see with that level of skill and the level of play that they had, it was no easy task. I mean, for me, you know, we've given up 16 goals against that team, but tonight, you know, obviously it was tough to defend. They got a good team.
Carbon copy of what happened here last time, or no?
I wouldn't say carbon copy, but I would say that, you know, the addition of Crosby certainly doesn't hurt them, and you give them space and, you know, they eat you up. And that's what they did.
Guys like that can create space, right? Well, that's big.
Well, they create space. They're tough to handle one-on-one. I mean, they make plays. They make plays in tight areas. They make plays under pressure. They've got experience. They've got size. You're trying to match up certain things, and it's they're just good players. What, like the objective was to check them. Did we check them well enough? No. You know, some of their shots were a little bit C&I shots. I mean, they had the one off of Mason's stick or whatever. They had a couple of one-timers, but sometimes good players make those plays and make those shots. And what are you going to do, you know? I mean, having said that, we scored, you know, four goals and still wasn't enough.
Forward issue, defense issue, a bit of ball.
You talking about our team? You figure it out. Forward issue, defense issue, you figure it out. You watch the same game as I did. You answer the question. You can look at it and dice it however you want. I mean, they played well, they have a good team, and they scored goals. They scored goals in the power play, they scored goals everywhere. They were dangerous, and we had trouble containing them.
How difficult is it to get matchups, particularly on the road against centers 1-2-3 like that?
Well, it's difficult, but even if you get matchups, you know, you got Staal at center, you got Malkin at center, and you've got, you know, you got Crosby at center. I mean, you know, who do you want to throw out there that's going to shut those guys down? Those are tough guys to shut down, you know. And even... you know, that's why they're almost the number one team in the league, and that's why they're favored going into the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, they're not an easy team to shut down. They're even if you match them up, you got a lot of things that they throw at you. So it's not an easy task.
Is it foreign or strange almost to see Sidney Crosby using a third line center role like that enough?
Well, it's not strange, but when you've got those kind of bullets as a coach, you got options. You can put him on the wing, you put him at center, you put him anywhere. I mean, he's an energized guy. I'm sure he's enthused to get back and play his first home game in a while. And you know, like, what are you going to do? They're good players. They're world-class players, these guys. And, you know, until we either mature, get better, and get the ability to shut some of those guys down, which is tough. I mean, you can sit there and say, well, you know, they're tough guys to handle. Even the best players in the league have trouble handling those guys. So they're all you can handle. You got to try to handle them as a group, and that's no easy task because they pick you apart.
How'd you feel about your goaltending?
Well, my goaltending was fine. I mean, I can't sit there and say, hey, the goalie's lost the game for us. Our goaltending has won us games, and our goaltender was fine. I didn't pull Pavlik because he wasn't worthy. I thought he was good enough in there, but I thought, well, let's give it another try. I'm just going to stop him from whatever, you know. Who knows what's going to happen.
That's on Ben Maxwell tonight.
Pardon?
Just a comment.
I thought Maxwell was good in the game, you know. Got to play on the goal, and I thought he played well. I mean, tough to play. You don't play a lot of minutes, not a lot of rhythm. So it's a tough task.
Brian Little mentioned it was kind of demoralizing, the loss. What do you see in your team's mood for that?
Well, I think it's demoralizing because it's a big game. Every game you have, you've got to win the game. And for us, you know, you're coming into Pittsburgh, you know it's a tough task, but, you know, we don't have time to be demoralized. We're going to end up having to find a way to get our self-esteem up and re-energize and to play Washington. Washington turns out now it's a huge game for us. That really is going to define where we are. So we're not going to have time for that. I mean, we'll be dealing with our wounds tonight because we're not happy, you know. But how could you be happy? You gave up 8 goals. I don't think players are very happy.
What would you like to bring to Washington?